friends, get pencil and piece of paper ready because I want you to take action. I want you to be reintroduced if you don't remember who Gordon James Klingenschmidt is. I want you to be reintroduced to him and his concern. You know, we all thanked God when the Afghan Christian was released, when he no longer was going to face the death penalty. And from around the world came the cry, religious liberty is the hallmark of an open society. I guess unless you're in the armed force, and then things get a little bit different. Chaplain, it's wonderful to have you back again. Thanks for being here. Do me a favor, if you would, just quickly recap your story for friends who aren't familiar, and then tell us the latest and what we can do to help.
Thank you so much, Janet. It's an honor to speak to your audience again.
Thank you.
I am a Navy chaplain who was punished for praying in Jesus' name. I was punished for quoting the Bible in the chapel, very similar to 65 other chaplains who were punished, who are in a lawsuit. Now, I'm not in a lawsuit yet, but I took it another way. I protested. For 9 months, the Navy threatened to kick me out of the military because of my sermons and prayers. And so I staged a hunger strike in front of the White House. For 18 days, I went without food. The public pressure on the Navy was immense. So many of your listeners called into the White House. We shut down the White House switchboard so many times that the Navy surrendered and renewed my contract. They decided not to kick me out. But even today, I can never get promoted again because the Navy still refuses to cleanse my personnel record, and I can never get promoted because I quoted the Bible in the chapel. Well, they let me pray in Jesus' name in uniform in front of the White House back in January. Just on the condition that I would stop protesting, stop all these phone calls going into the White House, and they would help me out. But wouldn't you know it, as soon as things got quiet, 1 month later, at the end of February, the Secretary of the Navy reversed the tables again and has signed the most restrictive prayer policy in the history of 231 years of naval history.
Oh, boy. Now, tell our friends exactly what that policy is.
Well, this story was on the front page of last Thursday's Washington Times, and the Secretary of the Navy has banned Christian prayers on board ships outside a chapel setting. He says if a chaplain's going to say the evening prayer or pray in a military ceremony, or if he's going to maybe even pray at a memorial service or a burial at sea, he has to use non-sectarian language in his prayers. Well, I think that's an abomination. That's a code word for non-Christian language. In other words, I cannot pray in Jesus' name. I cannot quote the New Testament. I can't even pray out of the Book of Common Prayer. As an evangelical Episcopal priest, we've been using the Book of Common Prayer since 1789. But no, not anymore. Now, for the first time in Navy history, the Secretary of the Navy has said you cannot use the Book of Common Prayer or Christian language in your prayers outside a chapel setting. They're directly censoring our prayer content. They're excluding chaplains who use Christian language. And he actually empowered commanding officers to punish us for disobeying orders if we pray the wrong way when our commanding officer tells us not to.
Wow. Chaplain, what if you're a Buddhist monk, or what if you happen to be a rabbi, or what if you happen to be, a Muslim? Is this policy straight across the board? In other words, no acknowledgement of any deity whatsoever?
Well, the policy says non-sectarian language. So a Muslim chaplain could not pray to Allah. A Jewish chaplain could not pray to Adonai. A Catholic chaplain cannot invoke the Trinity. And, of course, I can't pray in Jesus' name. No. Instead, all the chaplains endorsed by different bishops, different beliefs, different diverse denominations are all being forced to conform to one government-sanitized civic religion. We all just have to, you know, pray to God and say amen without using any insensitive language. The chief of Navy chaplains told me in writing that if I pray in Jesus' name, that I'm denigrating other faiths.
Wow, amazing. Chaplain, how is this policy in relationship to the other branches of the military?
Well, it's similar to the new and improved Air Force guidelines, unfortunately, which still prohibit prayers in Jesus' name. The Jewish Week wrote about the new and improved Air Force guidelines under the headline, Jesus Barred from Air Force Invocation.
Wow.
And they quoted Rabbi Reznikoff, who wrote those guidelines. He's hired to be the co-author of those guidelines, and he said the bottom line to the new and improved Air Force guidelines is nothing has changed. Chaplains may not invoke the name of Jesus Christ during Air Force invocations.
Amazing. You know, Chaplain, all I could think of is if I had lost a loved one at sea and the burial had to take place there, and they could not say a prayer in the name of my Savior, that would be a very poor way of acknowledging the fact that that loved one isn't going to the bottom of the sea, but is going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord Jesus Christ. something very incomplete about that ceremony.
Well, they're disrespecting the rights of the deceased to a Christian burial. Instead, they say that, you know, there might be sailors of other faiths who attend that burial who might be offended if they hear the word Jesus or if they hear, you know, the Christian scriptures.
Jeff,
I can't believe that they're doing this.
I can't either. And
they're
Jeff,
enforcing the faith of the crowd instead of the faith of the chaplain, instead of the faith of my civilian bishop, or even the faith of the deceased.
Well, and what I find to be almost comical is this whole idea of offense. I bet it offends a young recruit and a plea that they have to do 150 push-ups. I bet that really offends them. So next, because we don't want our recruits to be offended, we're going to make military training a little bit easier. I mean, I don't think, I'm not being sophomoric in my comparison. What I'm saying is you have to die to individuality and you have to become a part of the group as part of your military experience. If that's not what you believe, show me in the military code of conduct where it says you have a right not to be offended.
Well, we should all have to wear the same uniform. We should all have to march in formation, but none of us should be forced to pray to the same God. We should have diversity of religious expression in the military, and chaplains and sailors don't lose their First Amendment rights just because they put on a uniform. Mm. The First Amendment protects our freedom, the freedom of the speaker, not the freedom of the listener.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. All right, where are we on this? You talked about the 60 chaplains that are suing the Navy. What can we do who are saying that this is an unconscionable policy?
Well, that lawsuit's been tied up in the courts for years, and so what we need is congressional action or an executive order. We are renewing our call to the President of the United States to lift his pen and sign an executive order to protect military chaplains' free speech rights. Please call the White House today at 202-456-1414. And ask the president to sign an executive order. 200,000 Americans have asked him to do this. 29 pro-family lobbyists have asked him to do this. The president has not yet taken action. So we need an executive order. Please call the White House at 202-456-1414 and ask him to let chaplains pray in Jesus' name.
Mm. Chaplain Gordon James Klingenschmitt, we appreciate you so much. You are a soldier of the cross in every true sense of the word, even though you happen to be in the Navy. But I want you to know that there are lots of people who are hearing your heart's cry saying that this policy is ridiculous, and I believe they're going to put some shoe leather into this. The White House comment line, 202-456-1414. Trust me, if the phone line gets melted, there is no question, even though Andy Card is leaving and Joshua Bolton is taking his spot, the message will get to the commander-in-chief that this policy has to change. 202-456-1414. My thanks to Chaplain Klingenschmitt. We'll be right back.